This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
When what was technically a brief bull market wasn't really. I'm David Brancaccio. After the Dow went up 1,300 points yesterday and the Dow rose 21% over three trading days, many went with the bull market returns headline. Bull is the up one, bear is the down one, and we have to point out on a day that U.S. COVID cases surpassed China's that history shows there are occasional bull moments in long bears. The Depression-era year of 1933 comes to mind. We're joined now by Jason Zweig, personal finance columnist for the Wall Street Journal. Jason, good to hear your voice.
Thanks, David. Good to be with you.
You know, I've been saying this is a bull market today, but to some of our listeners, that may sound like a lot of bull, right?
Yeah. I mean, the definition is totally arbitrary. It only means that the market is up 20% from a recent low. You know, the Dow is up 21% from its low on Monday. So, technically, people call this a bull market, but psychologically and realistically, this is a bear market. The S&P 500 is not yet up 20%, and nobody feels good about this, and for good reason.
I mean, are there lessons today for people who see headlines that say the bull market returned?
Yeah, you know, now is a time for reflection. Now, you could sell and take some tax losses, and you can rebalance. You can do a bunch of things at a time like this that you couldn't do when stocks were up.
Rebalance, like reset the ratios between stocks, bonds, and cash and other things. Jason Zweig, Wall Street Journal's personal finance columnist, thank you very much.
Thanks, David. Pleasure.
If there is a bear, it's running away this morning. The Dow is down 892 points, 4% now. The S&P down 3.3%. The Nasdaq down 3.4%. London's FTSE Index is down more than 5% after Prime Minister Boris Johnson reported today he has a mild case of COVID-19, but will lead from isolation. Last week, we reported the big three automakers in Detroit were shutting down their factories until at least March 30th. Now, some could open back up in April. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst is here with details.
Yeah, Ford says it's going to restart production at a plant in Mexico on April 6th, and then a bunch of big U.S. plants the week after. Factories in Michigan, Kentucky, Missouri, and Ohio. They're going to start making some of their best sellers, like the Ford F-150 pickup truck.
What about the two other of the big three?
Yeah, Fiat Chrysler extended its shutdown through mid-April, but it could start up again after that. GM is closed indefinitely and has temporarily cut pay by 20% for about 69,000 salaried employees. They said they will evaluate whether to reopen on a week-to-week basis. The United Auto Workers, the union, is worried about any of these plants reopening. They say three members who worked at Fiat Chrysler died because of the virus.
All right. So with the worries, what is the apparent calculation to reopen?
Well, all of these companies are dealing with the fact that car sales are down because of the virus, and so they don't have a lot of cash coming in. Ford and GM drew some credit lines recently to build up their cash reserves.
All right, Jasmine, thank you. The New York Times is reporting today that concerns over cost have delayed a deal under discussion where the federal government would pay about $1 billion for General Motors and a company called Ventec Life Systems to quickly produce about 80,000 ventilators for hospitals. The paper reports that President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is a key manager of this. The deal could still happen.
Thank you. This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
The House is set to vote today on the $2 trillion stimulus bill, and that includes expanded unemployment insurance that could equal more than some low-wage workers were taking home in their normal paychecks. The measure passed unanimously in the Senate despite initial objections from four Republicans worried the unemployment compensation could incentivize not working. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Usually, unemployment benefits replace just a portion of workers' lost wages, not all or more of them. But the debate over how that changes people's behavior flares up pretty much every time government benefits are extended or made more generous, says Northwestern economist Matt Notuadigdo.
The concern is that it's going to lead people to stay unemployed longer.
It's a basic principle of economics. The more you subsidize a behavior, the more people do it. And Notuadigdo says there's pretty solid evidence from countries all over the world that does happen. The longer benefits are available, the longer on average people will take to find a job.
And that's a consistent finding that's gone back decades.
That could have some bad effects, says Angela Rashidi, a scholar at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute.
You know, their skills deteriorate. They become less able to join the labor market when it is time to join the labor market.
But she acknowledges this is an unusual situation. And Luke Schaefer, a professor of social policy at the University of Michigan, says for every person who might use these benefits when they don't need them, there are others who truly do need them.
I think the trade-off here is that we stabilize workers, we stabilize families, we reduce housing insecurity, we reduce other kinds of material hardship, and improve health.
And he says that has big benefits for the economy and society as a whole. As for the current situation, giving people an incentive not to work might be a good thing, says Notuadigdo.
That could benefit us all in terms of reducing the spread of this virus.
And he says because so many businesses are shut down due to COVID-19, there may not be a lot of jobs available right now anyway. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
If you want more on the COVID economy, Marketplace's Make Me Smart now looks at what happens to students during all these school closures and how that plays out in the wider economy. Make Me Smart. Sign up free wherever you get podcasts. I'm David Brancaccio. Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.